November 21st. On this day, in 1694, François-Marie Arouet, later known as Voltaire, was born in Paris. He renamed himself Voltaire because he needed a pen name. He was always getting into trouble due to the scurrilous nature of his writings and needed a bit of anonymity. Years later, in his novel Candide, Voltaire, in a reference to the real-life execution of British Admiral Byng for dereliction of duty, wrote, "In this country, it is wise to kill an admiral from time to time to encourage the others." He would never have dared write anything similar in France. He lived in such fear of a backlash over his writings that he ended up living in Switzerland just to be safe. He certainly played a part in starting the tidal wave of opinion that 20 years after his death became the French Revolution and all that that meant. But he wrote some delightful poetry too. Here's a sample written at the age of 80 to a beautiful woman, to Madame Lulin. "Hey, what? You are amazed that after 80 winters, my weak and antiquated muse can still hum too? A bird may be heard after the season of sunny days, but his voice has nothing to reach. He no longer sings his love. So I touch my lyre again, which does not obey my fingers. We are born, we live, shepherdess. We die, without knowing how. Everyone came out of nothing. Where does it go? God knows, my dear." "Today I ask that I shall retain the ability to laugh and to keep trying, no matter what my age.